today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27, 13, 14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
Thank you for tuning in again this Tuesday morning with Telling of His Goodness broadcast. This is evangelist and author Brenda Randall. Amen. Thank you. Thank the Lord for another week. Thank the Lord for this broadcast. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory, honor for what you're doing, God, in these days and times, Lord. None like you, Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify your name for your goodness. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, continue helping us to tell of your goodness, Father. We thank you. We praise you for your word on this morning, God, that you will have your way. Bless us. Oh, God, encourage, inspire, uplift each and every bow down head right now. Maybe going through something, but only you know, Lord. We ask that you bless them today. Bless us, God, and pour out as ever before. And Lord, we thank you. We give you glory, give you honor, give you praise. And we love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the Lord had laid an inspiration message on my heart this morning from Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. As I was meditating and ministering on the word this week, I began to think back to the book Telling of His Goodness. And in chapter 7, I was reminded of how truly, truly I know without a shadow of a doubt, the Lord is my shepherd. Because as I you heard me previously testify about how that when my baby daughter was killed in a car accident and how that morning God gave me such a peace that surpasses all understanding. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew something was going on, and I didn't know what it was until later on that evening when I got the news that they had found her vehicle and she was in a car accident, tragedy, horrible, hallelujah, and God just gave me, oh God, he just gave me that peace that surpasses all understanding through going through that time. And that's why I was inspired to write the book, because he had brought me out of so many life experiences, so many tragedies, situations, and circumstances, and knowing that he is my shepherd. And I begin to think back to Psalms 23, as I wrote in the last paragraph of the book, about how that when we begin to pray about her situation, about how the enemy had tried to come in, and I would begin to say, Lord, I love you, hallelujah, I love you, Jesus, for you are my shepherd, Lord, and you won't let nothing hurt or harm me, God, and that you will keep my mind, that you will keep me with my mind stayed on you, Lord. And I began to remember, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In that verse, I begin to think about my baby, what she may have been going through at that time. And I begin to say, Lord, thank you, Lord. Praise your Lord, for even though she may have been in the valley of the shadow of death, that she did not fear any evil, for the Lord was with her. His rod and his staff, they comfort her. Praise the Lord. And that fifth verse, thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise the Lord. As I began to read the psalm on this week, I was reminded back of God's goodness. I was reminded about this psalm has been a favorite of people, of God's people through the ages, and with due reason. It expresses as simply and clearly as any the role of God as our protector and provider in life. And truly, I felt he was my daughter's protector, Tina's protector. Oh, in the name of Jesus, even though the enemy tried to steal her life, but she was saved. Praise the Lord. And I thank God that she has eternal life, and I can rest assured that all is well in Jesus' name. I can be comforted by the word of the Lord, and this psalm truly encouraged and comforted my heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It says, the charm of the psalm rests on two figures of speech. The Lord is compared in this psalm to a shepherd and the believer to his sheep. Verses 1 through 4. Then the Lord is likened to a host with the believer as the guest. Verses 5 and 6. The image of the Lord as shepherd is a frequent one in both the Old Testament, Isaiah 40:11, Jeremiah 31:10, and the New, John 10:11-16, Hebrews 13:20. Believers are never pictured in Scripture as mighty lions, independent and self-sufficient. Rather, they are sheep who are dependent on their shepherd for his provision and protection. The believer is more than a dependent sheep. However, he is also like an honored guest, since the Lord prepares a table for him in verse 5. Connected with this honored position is abundant provision, vindication before one's enemies, and eternal celebration of God's goodness. Amen. God is just truly good all the time. And as I begin to look back over the Psalms, I begin to say, the Lord is my shepherd. That's a relationship. I shall not want. That supply. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's rest. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's refreshment. He restores my soul. That's healing. He leads me in a path of righteousness. That's guidance. For his name's sake, that's purpose. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's testing. Praise God. I will fear no evil. That's protection. For thou art with me. That's faithfulness. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. That's discipline. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's hope. Thou anointed my head with oil. That's consecration. My cup runneth over. That's abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's a blessing. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That's security. Forever. That's eternity. Face it. God is crazy about you. And I knew he was crazy about Teeny. And I knew that she is in heaven with the Lord forevermore. And that we're looking someday to that blessed hope is that we will be together with the Lord forevermore in all eternity. And what is most valuable is not what we have in our lives, but who we have in our lives. I'm so reminded of the scripture and of the word with the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Psalms 34:3. Amen. And that's why I love the Lord so, because he is my shepherd. When the Lord saved me, I praise God that he is my shepherd, and he will perfect that which concerneth me. Oh, how I love him. I love him so much on this morning. I pray that you taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. And that's why the Lord encouraged my heart to write the book telling of his goodness, so that readers would be reminded and know that no matter what situation or circumstances you may go through, that God will bring you through it. If you trust him, he will surely bring you out and give you the victory, for he is the victor. Praise the Lord. So if you ordered the book, I would like to thank everyone who did. The Lord is truly blessing it. We had a word on the street last year, and God really blessed it, and I thank the Lord for how book signing a lot of time, and it's just a joy to be able to share the Lord's goodness. Praise God by how he brought me out, brought me through, bringing me now. Amen. We never get through growing in the Lord. It's ever growing and more learning in him, because he is so awesome, and he is so, we just don't even have words to say how that he protects us. We don't even know a lot of times unseen dangers, and God is just so awesome, and I just love him this morning, and I just wanted to share about The Lord is my shepherd. Will you let him be your shepherd today, no matter what you're going through, through those tough times, through the good times? He wants to be your shepherd. And I'm so thankful that I'm his sheep. Praise the Lord. God is just so awesome. And as I was thinking back to the book, the Lord was just letting me know that his word is always in season. Whenever we need to be uplifted, all we got to do is go into the word of the Lord. Just ask him to lead and guide you to a scripture that whatever situation you may be going through, and he will. And that's what the book is about, scripture readings and scripture quotation of telling of his goodness, that those scriptures that helped me to overcome and helped me to go through the things that I was going through. Praise the Lord. So God is just so good all the time. And you may call to me, 318-305-6965, to order your autograph copy of the book. Our next few weeks, we're going to have some more series by Pastor Solomon, and he's going to be preaching and ministering about in troubled times. Amen. And we pray you'll be blessed as you hear those series coming up. If you would like a copy of the CDs, you may also call to me, 318-305-6965, for a copy of the CDs that you may be listening in series. Praise the Lord, because our time is short and we have to do it in series. It's so good. Hallelujah. I love you this morning. God is truly good all the time. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We love you. We give you glory for what you're doing even now, God. We thank you. We praise you for tuning in. And until next week, more goodness in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've been good to us, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
If you feel like lifting one of your hands, singing, thank you, Jesus. Look back over your life and just see what God has done. We all have a lot to be thankful for tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've made a way for us, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You provided for us, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
for tuning in to the Telling of His Goodness broadcast. We pray you were inspired, blessed, and encouraged from hearing the Word of God today. If you would like a copy of my book, Telling of His Goodness, you may phone me at 318-305-6965. You may like me on Facebook, connect with me on Google Plus or Twitter. May God bless you until we meet again at the same time next week.
A wonder in my
soul.
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.